The weather is improving, spring is upon us. I think it might be time for a LinkedIn profile spring clean. It's LinkedIn Formed, episode 160. Do enjoy listening to that music. I never get bored of it. Do you enjoy it? Anyway, enough of that. Welcome to episode number 160 of the LinkedIn Form podcast. This, if you're new to the podcast, is all about LinkedIn's. The only thing we talk about, well, okay, we occasionally drift off into other areas, but 99% of what you're going to hear on this podcast is all about LinkedIn, but LinkedIn from the perspective of using it in all kinds of different ways, whether you be a job seeker, a salesperson, a marketing professional, or a recruiter, or anything else for that matter. You're very welcome to this show. I'm Mark Williams, known as Mr. LinkedIn, and I'm your host for the next half an hour to 45 minutes, depending on how quickly I can get through all of the content that we're going to cover this week. So as I've just said in the intro there, the main subject is just to revisit your profile, really. I think it's that time of year. And certainly in the UK, the weather has definitely changed. Last week it was really cold, and this week it's really nice. I'm looking at a nice blue sky, and it's warming up, and you just get that lovely feeling of, oh, it's going to be like this for quite a while now. Well, hopefully, fingers crossed anyway. And of course, that's a good time to start thinking about where you're at and maybe having a look at your profile. And of course, it's particularly relevant, I think, to have a look at your profile at the moment if you haven't done already, because we have this new design and things have moved around a little. So I'm going to cover that in a little bit more detail soon. But first of all, there are a few other things that I'm going to cover. A couple of bits of news. One sort of is a piece of news. The other one's more something that I came across at a conference that I was at this week that I think is important for you to hear, which is all about data protection and privacy. Ugh, sounds a bit heavy and boring, but actually I think it's something important that you need to know about. And also LinkedIn have been selling our data. Well, Microsoft actually have been selling our data. So a bit of a news story about that that I will cover briefly. But other than that, not a lot of news this week, which is good in a way because it gives me a chance to catch up on all these questions that you've been sending in or that I've been getting through other sources that I've not had a chance to cover. So I'm going to cover a few questions this week, but I'm also going to cover a new thing this week, a new feature. Now, I'm not saying that I'm going to do this every single week, but I had a bit of feedback, not just from one person actually. It's not the first time someone said this, but it sort of brought it to the front of my mind just last week actually. I was chatting to someone who is a listener, and she said to me, loves the podcast, da da da, just wish there was more tips. And so I thought, well, I've got piles of tips, good point, really. I mean, I probably don't give enough tips on this show. So I thought I'd sort of tip of the week feature. So we're going to do that this week as well. The tip of the week this week is about finding people outside of your network. Okay, so without further ado, let's now get on with interesting stuff I saw this week. So apparently Microsoft are selling our data to Oracle. Interesting, slightly worrying, if it's true. Basically, this is an article in an online magazine called The Register, which is an IT focused on the IT industry, from what I can gather anyway. I've never seen this website before. Let me read you what it says. Oracle links to LinkedIn, so its salesware can sniff you out. Big Red wants one profile to rule them all, so marketeers know what to sell you. Your LinkedIn profile just got a little bit more useful for marketeers. Because Oracle has done a deal with Microsoft's social network, which is obviously LinkedIn. The arrangement means that Big Red's marketing cloud can now integrate their own data with LinkedIn data. the better to increase conversion rates and generate more sales by helping marketers personalize and orchestrate campaigns across multiple channels, including, slightly worryingly, email, websites, and digital ads. I can't believe when they say email, the context of that can't mean email addresses from LinkedIn. I would be absolutely gobsmacked if that is the case. I don't believe that is the case. For sure, you can import or export, in effect, email addresses from LinkedIn of people that you're connected to. Now, that's slightly different. That's done through an individual account. But you can't en masse just from LinkedIn pull a load of email addresses. I'd be absolutely amazed if that's the case. It goes on to say users of the Marketing Cloud will be able to blend their own data with stuff from LinkedIn. No personally identifiable information will be visible to marketeers who will be offered a list of good candidates rather than profiles explaining why each person is felt to be a worthy target. I see. Okay, that's making a bit more sense, isn't it? So apparently Oracle have their own data records as well, 400 million records apparently. And of course, Salesforce do have as well, and they have an API with LinkedIn. But that API, you know, is relatively limited, and they've not bought that as such. That's just an API. That just means they can access LinkedIn data, but it's a bit more limited. I suspect this is more than that, because it apparently is something that they've sold to them, unless they're being misquoted. So, yeah, Microsoft recently announced that they're going to deeply integrate Dynamics with LinkedIn, which we know about. We talked about that previously. And they reckon that's kind of along the same lines. So it's hard to know, really. It says here as a sort of summary, whoever's doing what to whom, one thing is blindingly clear. Anything you add to your LinkedIn profile is valuable to marketeers. And the more LinkedIn can sell access to your profile, the more profitable it will be for Microsoft. Hard to know, isn't it, really? It says, readers are doubtless aware of the maxim that when a service is free, the users are the product. This deal proves it yet again. I don't know. It feels a bit clickbaity to me. I mean, I'm sure there's something in it, but I suspect it's nothing like as bad as they are suggesting. They're not actually directly saying this is a terrible thing, but they're kind of suggesting it. If you then look at the comments, you just get, you know, loads of people saying this is disgraceful, and you can imagine. But I, honestly, I'm not really sure that it's a big deal. I mean, yeah, at the end of the day, all they're trying to do is make ads more targeted, and targeted ads, generally speaking, are a fairly good thing. They might feel a bit creepy at times, but, you know, hey, look, it's just the modern world we live in. I mean, goodness sake, Google have been doing this for years anyway, so I'm not really sure it's such a big deal. But there you go. When I first saw it, I must admit, I was slightly concerned about it. Now, the second thing isn't new. In fact, it's not even actually something that is relevant right now, but will become so in the future. And it's a bit of a dry subject, I must admit, but I thought I'd mention it to you. I was at this conference this week, speaking at a conference this week for researchers, and there was a guy talking about something called the General Data Protection Regulation. Now, apologies to those of you outside of Europe, which I know is a lot of you. You might want to just fast forward this bit because it's not relevant to you. This is to do with the EU. And despite the fact that the UK is opting out of the EU, this will still be relevant to the UK because the UK has said that they will be adopting this. And it happens from the end of May, 25th of May 2018. So it's not something that we need to worry about just at this moment in time. But bigger organisations probably do, because they need to start figuring out their systems. Now, I won't bore you with the detail of what it is, but basically it is a data protection law. And I've got an article here that I'll put in the show notes at linkedinform.com/episode160. And that will go into more detail than I will tell you now. And if it's something that's of concern to you, you might want to have a read of that and maybe research the subject in more detail. But the bottom line is, the bit that I think is important to understand is that if this guy was right in this talk that I saw this week, what he's saying is that if you take data from LinkedIn. While you're in LinkedIn, the data that you're dealing with is LinkedIn.